Welcome, NBA Top Shot fans. Everything Top Shot with up-to-date news and information. We will be providing knowledge to further your experience at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Hosted by the master of many things, Mr. Devin Buter, an NBA podcaster and fan. Please remember to hit that like button and subscribe with the bell. Information in all these podcasts is for collection purposes only. And now here is our host.
Top Shot Hot Drop, episode 36. It is April 17th, 2021. And we are stoked to be here with you on a Saturday. Hope you're having a great weekend. We are full-fledged into spring here. Hope everyone's feeling healthy and happy and enjoying the ride. Please remember to follow me on Twitter, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420. Also, subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. We got a good one for you today. We're going to be talking mainly Cool Cats. We're going to brush over the Cool Cats 4. Challenge that's just wrapping up in about 4 days, one of the quickest challenges ever, and an amazing amount of completions already. So fairly inexpensive challenge to complete if you're looking to get one done, but we're going to be mainly focusing on the master challenge and the juicy LaMelo Ball reward. Also, we've got some market move in action. We're going to drop in on the Moment Ranks headquarters and just kind of see a little bit of the market headquarters there, and mainly look at what's going on with the Cool Cats, since that's what we're focusing on in this episode. Our hot action tonight is going to be getting going. We're currently at 6:10 p.m. Pacific time. So this game is probably just about tipping off. Memphis versus Milwaukee. That's going to be a fabulous game tonight. So that's our hot action. We got an amazing hashtag NBA Top Shot. It comes courtesy of the Philadelphia LA Clippers game last night. And if you know one thing at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop, is that we love defense. So that's your clue for the hashtag NBA Top Shot this moment of the night. And then we've got the biggest giveaway that I've seen since we've been doing these giveaways. And it is a Juice Master. You want to get in on this. Again, make sure you're following me on Twitter, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJ Dev. You get notified of all these giveaways. I like to make sure that everybody's getting a shot at it, and they're real. I won a couple, and about a month back, like within a day, and they're real. This is a beautiful community. So we're going to talk about that massive giveaway, and also down there I put the link for the Discord office hours from directly from Top Shot. April 16th, 2021 on YouTube, as they like to post that audio up there for you. That's where you can get your facts straight from Top Shot. All right, let's get into it. So we're starting off with the Cool Cats, and hopefully you guys got a pack out there. I was not fortunate enough to get a pack, but I've been collecting a bunch of these Cool Cats. I did not go after the Joker reward, but I did collect all the Cool Cats for the Anthony Davis, and I had a chunk of Cool Cats from the first round. So I can kind of show you my collection here. The ones that have been interestingly holding their value have been the from the Luka collection, the Derrick Jones, which I needed, and I needed the Rury. So I got really excited and hunted those down. I'll go ahead and share a screenshot with you of the Cool Cat sets here that is pretty much completed for me. 24 out of 25. The only one we're waiting for is the Westbrook reward, which, as I told you, will be ending shortly here. So let me go ahead and get this zoomed in a little bit more for you, and we'll take a look at these Cool Cats. So we've got Bajan. This is the set that was just released. This is Series 4 to get the Westbrook reward. You got Bajan. You got Gordon Hayward, Drew Holiday, Christian Wood, and the Chris Paul. Probably the most expensive that was in that Cool Cats Series 4 pack. Then you need the Joker. From this is Series 3, the Joker was the reward, as you can see with the star there. You got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Kristaps. Keep that rolling. Goran Dragic, Domantas Sabonis, RJ Barrett. And then your reward for this one, those were all the collection for the Nikola Jokic reward. Then you got Anthony Davis for all five of these, plus there was the base sets. Actually, the Karl Anthony Towns was a single Cool Cats reward, or Crypto Kitty reward. And so all the Crypto Kitty collectors, they must have done a timestamp or a screenshot, as they've done with Top Shot here, to decide who had been in with Crypto Kitties from a certain time frame. And then there were about 10,000 of these Karl Anthony Towns that were given out. And the interesting thing about the Towns is that it when it first came out, as we've seen, the price was really high, but then it definitely dropped. And I got a really nice serial number on this, but classic situation of, you know, being patient and not always having to get that moment right away and allowing the market to breathe a little bit and see where it settles. So that's the Crypto Kitty reward we're going to be looking at. PJ Washington, Julius Randle, John Wall, Tyler Hero, DeMarcus Cousins. And those were all the ones to unlock the Anthony Davis reward, not the Karl Anthony Towns. So then this was the first Cool Cat series, and this is kind of the pivotal moment in this whole series here, is the Luka. There's something about 3,000 of these available. So these are needed. And currently, what I read on Twitter is there's only 267 that are not completed in a set and potentially available. So this is going to be the pivotal moment. We're probably going to see this moment spike in price quite a bit, the Luka Doncic. And that we saw that up at about $7,000 back in the heyday. Then you got John Collins, Rui Hachimura, Derek Jones Jr., Devin Booker, which was way up there too. That's fallen quite a bit. The Tobias Harris, all these are low right now. And then your Russ Westbrook is going to be the reward. Now, the interesting thing that I've been seeing on Twitter, and we'll take a look also on Discord, is that there may, and not, I don't, it seems like there's a high, I don't even say maybe, it's a rumor, so I can't say it is going to happen, but it seems like there's a high chance that there's going to be another four Cool Cats somehow, or four moments. So let's dig into that before we get into rumors too much, and I'll give you kind of what I've been seeing on that. Let's first go to, you know, one of my favorite sources is, and it's in the link down here, is the First Mint. And so I actually DM'd them today earlier and just said, hey, what do we got as far as any? I was digging around and I could not get any details on when this challenge may start, if there's going to be extra moments needed, or if they're just going to try and wrap it up and keep things moving as we get into the playoffs here. And I got this link from them, so we're going to take a look at it. And I basically, you know, I'd already seen all this. What is a master challenge? A master challenge, you need a combination of many different types of moments, and then you unlock one special moment. So for the Cool Cats master challenge, it's going to require, they're saying, an upwards of 29 moments to accomplish. Upwards of. Which is interesting there when we're reading that, right? We're going to see required. Let's keep this moving up here. So where can I see the Cool Cats Master Challenge? You can't see it yet. It's not posted. It has not been put up necessarily. We're going to look at something from January, but there is nothing recently from Top Shot Official to really give us details on what moments we're going to need or when this is going to start specifically. We do know we're going to need all 25 of these Cool Cats at least. If it closes at that, I foresee something else, because it's going to be kind of anticlimactic to be like, oh, Series 4 is over and here's the LaMelo. It's going to be like, oh, Cool Cat Series 4 challenge is over in 4 days. Boom, the bomb's going to drop on the LaMelo challenge. It'll probably give us another 6-day roundup to complete that. So as you can see here, we'll scroll down a bit here. You've got the Cool Cats challenge number 1. That's what I was just reading to you, from January to February. This is Cool Cats challenge 2 from February 21st. Cool Cats challenge 3 with that Kristaps and the Joker reward. The Cool Cats challenge 4, which is going to be ending in about 4 days here. And that's with the Westbrook reward. So there's that Karl Anthony Towns Crypto Kitty moment. And there's the big part right down here. Times 4 other moments to be determined, potentially. So that's the interesting one. We don't know. You don't need to keep those commons. Can I get the LaMelo? Even if you don't complete the other challenges, yes, you can. The only requirement will be to hold all 29 required moments as the timer expires. You do not need anything else. All 29 is the thing that makes me crazy there. It's like 29. So as I showed you, once I get that Westbrook reward, if you've had all the Cool Cats and you've held all those, you're going to be at 25 moments. So where are these four mystery moments? And here is why, you know, Cool Cat or Top Shot can make you crazy, but it's also fun. It's a investigative process that we go through here, and we're trying to figure out all the details. But that's what I'm getting from the First Mint there. I'm going to go ahead and give you Top Shot of their official post. As you saw from the thumbnail, I have their official post up here. Let's zoom it back out a little bit. The Cool Cats Master Challenge. This is back from, as we can see here, January 31st. So this has not been updated from Top Shot whatsoever. We've had these clues to mull over, some little things here and there. Still to come out, watch for the Cool Cats Master Challenge after all the drops have completed. So there's going to be a Master Challenge still. Something else is going to be coming out to complete that. It's going to be an epic slam. The Master Challenge reward is going to be an epic slam from rookie phenom LaMelo Ball of the Charlotte Hornets. Of course, this was put out in January when he was roaring as Rookie of the Year and just putting up highlights every night, getting better every night. Really a bummer for basketball fans for us to not get to see him finish his Rookie of the Year campaign. But Anthony Edwards has obviously filled that gap beautifully. The Master Challenge will require collecting each Cool Cats moment from the set, including the challenge rewards from each preceding Cool Cats challenge. However, there will not be a need to hold on to the base set moments from each Cool Cats challenge in order to pursue the Master Challenge reward. So you have those five base set moments, you don't need to hold those anymore. You need your main Cool Cats. Some unique Cool Cats moments from the set may be released outside of the packs or challenges. Keep an eye out and follow on social media for more details on this in the coming weeks. And that's basically when the Crypto Kitty announcement was made. I don't foresee them doing a random outside of pack Cool Cat thing, but how are they going to get these other four Cool Cat moments if they need to be? They do rumor. Here we go. We'll keep reading. There will be one Cool Cats moment required for the Master Challenge that will be distributed exclusively to members of the Crypto Kitty community, Carl Anthony Towns. We can say with confidence there'll be at least 10,000 of these moments distributed. You'll need to obtain these moments from the marketplace in order to complete the Master Challenge. No final decision here. Here we go. No final decision here, but we might have a Cool Cats challenge that require only base set moments. We'll keep you posted if that does come to fruition. We haven't gotten a clue about that. So that doesn't mean that they can't keep us posted and that it can't come to fruition. And I do foresee, as I said, there's going to be something else they're going to dangle over us to finish this LaMelo. They're not just going to let it pop off with the completion of the Series 4. So let's keep it moving here. That's your update on Cool Cats. Hope you guys are doing good with your collection. Let me know in the comments on the video there or on Twitter if you're pursuing the LaMelo Master Challenge or if you've completed any of the Cool Cats. How many have you if you're not going for the LaMelo? And also, I'd be interested to know why you decided not to. Challenges can be disappointing. But one thing we have seen Top Shot talk about is incentivizing collectors to keep their collection strong and healthy and hold on to moments. They've just on, you can see the link down below, the Top Shot Discord office hours, they just talked about how they are going to be pulling back moments from previous challenges that will be used in future challenges. And they're finding other ways to incentivize holding your moments and holding sets. So this Cool Cat set is very, very special. It's a gigantic Master Challenge as well, if you're holding all of it. It's a nod to the Crypto Kitties, the whole entire Cool Cat thing. So it's a special set, and they're very early on, as they've talked about. They're in the first inning, they're in beta. This is going to be a historic set. So I highly recommend pursuing it, especially because it's fun. There's a lot of great moments in there, and it's fun to collect and see your moments fill up. All right, let's keep it moving. We have our market mover section, and what I wanted to do was mainly go take you to see what's going on with the Cool Cats. So we're gonna go to the marketplace on Moment Ranks. We were on Live Token the other day, and I was showing you how at times it can be frustrating. You had your bells on the side, and it's really hard to get a moment there. But what you can see here is we can put in what set we're looking for, and that makes it really easy. So it'll filter it out for us. So we're just going to go ahead and select Cool Cats, and that's going to show us our movement on the Cool Cats for the day here. You've got a Bajan right there for 30. So as you can see, here's a 28 for the Kristaps. These are going to be, this is a good time to be going after these. It's a little dip probably before the challenge starts to round out and close out, where I think you're going to see if there's people holding their moments, there may be a market flood and then another little dip, but it's going to get tight at a certain point. So we saw these fluctuate quite a bit, but these lowest asks, you saw that one went for 28. That's really nice there. The Chris Paul for 40. And I mean, that's a pretty It's a pretty high serial number, which we don't like. That's the other thing I would say. If you're going for these lower asks, it's okay to want to settle for that low ask, but try not to get a really high serial number. Try to be patient, pay attention to it, put it on your browser up in the corner, put this on. It keeps refreshing every moment here. You can see it's updated. There we go. We got a Shai Gilgeous, but it's a 13,000, right? So you got to pay attention to how low. This is a nice, decent serial number for the Sabonis. That's a 7,000 for $25. That's a nice low price. So whoop, and then you also see when these get sold. So you can scroll down and see when any of these are getting sold. These are getting sold down here, the 29 and the 31. I'm thinking that Sabonis will probably go pretty soon. So it's a fun thing. You put it up on the corner there, and you can watch these moments kind of. Pay attention to the prices. Don't be anxious to make the purchase. Do some research to even do it for a couple days. Just again, keep it up in the corner. If you're doing some work or you're on the internet, you're doing something else, you have that just flashing over there, you peek over at it. But this is our moment ranks. These guys are amazing. I'll have the link on there for their marketplace, and you can use the filter over on the side here. And if you are going to go after this master challenge, you can do your Cool Cat shopping really, really easy this way. So we're gonna keep it moving now and get into our hot action tonight. And as I was telling you earlier, we've got a good one between Memphis and the Bucks. This game is already going right now, so we're just gonna flash in on the screenshot here. I was really excited about this one tonight. We've got the Grizzlies in 28 and 26, and the Bucks are 35 and 20, and the Grizz are definitely trying to catch Dallas there and not be on the outskirts at that 8 seed. And the Bucks, they've got to really be looking to get their motor going. Currently, the Grizzlies are winning right now with 4 minutes and 45 seconds left in the first quarter. The Grizzlies are up by 2 points, 22 to 20. So it's already off to a fabulous start. Let me pull up the box score for you here. You got to be looking for the maturity from Ja Morant for this second run of the playoffs here. Let's see what his... He's 1 for 2 with 3 points. Valanciunas is hot. He's 3 for 4, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 9 points for Valanciunas. So he's looking great. And let's see how Giannis. Yep, Giannis is roasting. 4 for 6, 9 points already. You got to love it. You got to love Giannis. So wait, no. Yeah, Ja's got 3 points. So this is going to be a good game. Tune in for that one or check out the highlights tomorrow. I think as we get going, heating up in the playoffs here, it's going to be neat to see, you know, Giannis put his stamp on it as far as his maturity and going in and being the leader in the East and trying to send a message to Brooklyn that you guys don't have this already. They did restock in that the trade deadline there, and they're just I feel like we're really looking to see if Giannis can make that push. I personally think it's a tough run for Giannis to stay in Milwaukee. I don't like the generation and era of players flipping and going to different teams and so forth, but the guy's an amazing talent, and Milwaukee's going to be a hard place to draw a serious number two and a three option. You'd love to see Giannis be... I'm not saying I wouldn't like to see it happen in Milwaukee if you could get the talent there. I just don't foresee that happening. So check out that hot action tonight. We've got Memphis and Milwaukee currently going right now. The Bucks are losing 28 to 22 with 2:49 left in the first quarter. All right, let's keep it moving. We got our hashtag NBA Top Shot this. This is a moment from last night, and it is a defensive moment. We love defense. So let me pull that up for you. I love using this link here. Also is the NBA's top 10 plays of the night. It makes it really fluid and entertaining to watch them back to back. So what we're going to see here is I think this should have been moment number one of the night. We're looking at moment number 8. So let me get this screen share ready for you. and it is coming from the Philadelphia and the LA Clippers game. And as I was telling you, I love defense, so let's check it out. Here comes Ben Simmons. Watch this. Paul George hits the corner. Whack! Ben Simmons, look at that recovery. I mean, look at that recovery that you're getting from Ben Simmons there. Watch where he is. Boom! All the way. He comes from all the way at the top of the three-point line. That is our hashtag NBA Top Shot this moment of the night. Ben Simmons flying from the top of the three-point line to the corner for the rejection. So we are on to the end of the podcast here. I know you guys love this. Who doesn't like free stuff? And this is a no-joke free one, guys. We've got, like I said earlier in the podcast in the intro, this is the biggest giveaway that I've seen and feel so lucky to be part of this. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up on my Twitter page for you. Let me get it here. Remember to follow me at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420. And here it is. It's pinned right at the top of my page. We're going to go zoom in on it. It's my boy Winks. So here we are, guys. Check it out. Giveaway time. At NBA Winks, W-I-N-X. At Evan Tan, E-V-A-N-T-A-N. At Jack underscore NFT. At DJDev420. And at Top Shot Boss. We've all teamed up with House of Kiba, at House of Kiba, K-I-B-A-A, to do this huge moment giveaway. To enter, so easy. All you have to do is first, number one, you have to join the Discord. The link is right here. Click that link, join the Discord. Get right in there. That's an amazing Discord and resource for you guys to be part of the NFT culture and movement and information. You're going to be super stoked. And you're going to retweet and post this, tag your friends, and follow all of these above here. Once you've done that, you are in. I'm not kidding here. You are in a lottery for this Zion Williamson Rising Stars rare serial number 195, currently valued at $1,140. This is from the Rising Stars that was just released a couple weeks ago, the rare pack, rare moment, probably one of the top moments in this set, and an insane serial number, which you know at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop, that's what we love. So make sure you check out, I'm gonna be retweeting this for you guys. Go to my page at the top, it's pinned. You're gonna follow all these directions here, and you guys are in. Good luck. Make sure you follow the Luck Dragon, subscribe to the podcast, and all of these guys, you're going to get all information on future giveaways as well. But this is a juice master. Get in on it, guys. Good luck. And remember, enjoy it.